Friends, good morning and Merry Christmas. It's great to have you here. My name's Owen, I'm one of the pastors. Thank you for choosing to celebrate this great day with us this morning. Now, my eldest is just now cottoning onto the idea of Christmas, just kind of getting the skill of unwrapping the present. That takes a bit of time. But with the awareness of Christmas comes with it the awareness of Christmas legends. Now, did you know this? Saint Nicholas was a real historical figure, lived in the 4th century, known for secretly giving gifts, known for defending the poor. But did you know that a very big, very serious meeting of church leaders in the 4th century, Saint Nick was so annoyed at someone else that he went and punched him. It's not a story we often hear at Christmas time. But Saint Nick then kind of became a legend, didn't he? In the centuries that follow, Saint Nick was supposed to bring people back from the dead. Saint Nick could rescue people from storms. And of course, that legend has continued to grow. Christmas is a season where we're surrounded by legends. There's Saint Nick, there's Christmas trees, there's the rules of Kris Kringle that always seem to change. And then there's the great legend of how do you navigate Roselands during the month of December. It shouldn't surprise us then when we come to the story of Jesus that we can come to it with an air of suspicion. Is this Jesus just another one of those Christmas legends? Or is he real? That's the choice that each of us has to make. The story of Saint Nick and the story of a lot of those kind of fairy tales, they always have a moral. There's something that you, like, you read the story, you hear the story, you walk away, and you think, well, I better do that thing in response. Saint Nick, the kind of moral of the story is, you know, give to the poor and defend the vulnerable. If the birth of Jesus is just another one of those Christmas legends, then we can ask the question, what's the moral? What's the moral of the birth of Jesus? He's, you know, as is so beautifully depicted behind me, he's laid in a manger because there's no room at the inn. Perhaps the moral of the Christmas story is give to the poor. The wise men come from the east to visit Jesus, to worship him. Perhaps the moral of the birth of Jesus is to welcome the foreigner. And then if we kind of broaden our scope and think about the whole life of Jesus, well, there's heaps of morals there, isn't there? Always tell the truth, great moral. Treat everyone equally, great moral. But I think the big ticket one in the Bible is be a good person. The overarching moral of the whole of the story of Jesus, if he is just a legend, is if you try hard enough, if you work really, really, really hard, you can have peace with God. But the problem is, if Jesus is just a legend, and his story is just kind of a moral that we're supposed to follow, then he can't help you. Just like a character from your favourite book or TV show or movie, they can't step out of the story into your life to help you. If Jesus is just a legend and his life is just a moral, he can't do anything for you. He can show you, all he can really do, is show you that you need to work really hard to be right with God. You want to have peace with God? Jesus says, well, just live like me. But you won't do it. If you're honest with yourself, in those moments of clarity and the quietness of your own heart, you won't work hard enough to be right with God. Because if the moral of the story is to work as hard as Jesus works, well, that's a bar that's just too high, a cost that's too much. Deep down, we know that we're not quite as good as we like to think we are, and we're not as good as others think we are. But what if Jesus was not just another Christmas legend? What if, in fact, it's true? What difference does that make? Xanthi read for us from one of the accounts of Jesus' life, Luke chapter 2. It starts like this. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. The story of Jesus doesn't begin with once upon a time. It begins with in those days. The Bible is not afraid of locating the story of Jesus, his birth, to a specific historical time period. And so if you were reading this when it was originally written, it was verifiable. You could go look at it and go, well, I know when that was, and you could go and find it out. Now, we can't do that, but the Bible is expecting us to treat it not as a legend, but as historical fact. And so if that's the case, then what we've read together this morning, what we've sung about already, is not just the sweet story of a little baby in a manger. It's the true story of the birth of the Son of God. It's the true story of Mary and her fiancé, Joseph, who go to Bethlehem for the census. And then Mary, the virgin, gives birth to a baby boy, and they name him Jesus. It's the true story of the shepherds who, while minding their own business and tending to their flocks, are visited by angels. And then it's true what the angels tell them in verse 14 of that passage. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. If the story of Jesus is real and not a Christmas legend, the angels then tell us the truth. They tell us that God is real and he has made peace with us. That all hinges on the fact, the great claim of Christmas, that the little boy born in a manger is both God and man. The Christmas story is not once upon a time, it's veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail incarnate deity. And that changes everything, doesn't it? The story of Jesus is not a story of morals, of trying hard to live up to an example, a standard that Jesus sets that we know we can't meet. Because if Jesus is real, if he's not a fictional character, if he's not a legend, then he can help you. He can save you. Peace can come to you today, not by your own hand, but through Jesus. Perhaps you're someone who doesn't normally find themselves in church on a Sunday or even at Christmas, but the events of the past weeks or months or even years have drawn you here this morning. If that's you, it's great to have you here today. I don't have to prove to you or to any of us that there is evil in our world. That's just too clear for us at the moment. But what Jesus shows us is that the source of evil isn't off in the universe somewhere affecting us from afar, but the source of evil is our own heart, our soul. All the strife and evil of our world comes from in here. Which is why we get so excited about Christmas, because the angel says, there is peace to those on whom God's favour rests. Not peace earned by our effort, but peace that Jesus brings us. The story of Jesus, rooted in history, as we can see in his birth, does that not end at his birth? The Gospels, the narrative stories, the recounts of Jesus' life lead us through his life, lead us through his miracles and his teaching. And we see his character, his gentleness and his love and his wisdom. But those four gospel stories all take us to the same point, the death of Jesus. Because it's at Jesus' death that we see the way in which Jesus can bring us peace. It's through his death. God brings us peace through the death of his Son. Jesus pays that debt that we owe for continually not meeting the mark that Jesus has shown us. But then Jesus brings peace to our evil and wickedness. if you believe that Jesus is who he says he is, if you take seriously what the Bible says about him, if you trust that he really died and rose again, then you can have peace with God. So we need to make a decision. Is Jesus just another Christmas legend, or is he real? The great author C.S. Lewis, who wrote the fantastic Chronicles of Narnia, says this about the Christian faith: Christianity, if false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important. This Christmas, choose the real Jesus. Find peace with him, the one who was born to bring you peace, who makes that peace happen at his death, who rises from the grave so we can be sure we can find peace. Grab Jesus by the shoulders this Christmas and find peace with him. Let me pray. Loving God, we thank you that you at Christmas time have not left us in the dark, but have brought to us your Son, the Lord Jesus, born a little baby boy, and that there is peace on earth on those whom your favour rests. We pray, Father, that you would grant us that peace this Christmas, that we might know and love the Lord Jesus and all he's done for us. We pray this in his powerful name. Amen.